With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Utah man accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk has been charged with aggravated murder, and prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty if 22-year-old Tyler Robinson is convicted of killing Kirk as he spoke at a Utah Valley University in Orem. Robinson also charged with felony discharge of a firearm punishable by up to life in prison and obstructing justice punishable by up to 15 years in prison. A judge has dismissed terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione in New York State's case over the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, but he kept the state's second-degree murder charges against him. Julie Walker reports.
The judge said that while there is no doubt the killing was not ordinary street crime, New York law doesn't consider something terrorism simply because it was motivated by ideology. Mangione's lawyers arguing the New York case and a parallel federal death penalty prosecution amounts to double jeopardy, but the judge rejecting that, saying it's premature. Mangione's next court date is December 1st, days before he's due in court in the federal case. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, FBI Director Kash Patel says his record speaks for itself.
I'm honored to be the ninth director of the FBI. I'm not going anywhere. If you want to criticize my 16 years of service, please bring it on.
FBI Director Patel testifying at a Senate oversight hearing today. He says the Bureau's focus is back where it should be. There were some heated exchanges between the FBI director and Democrat senators. Stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 132 points. The NASDAQ is down 3. This is SRN News. Jews around the world are counting down the high holy days.
Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, will be celebrated from September 22nd through the 24th. It will be followed by Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, on October 2nd. These are tough times for Jews. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise for some time around the globe, and the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel turbocharged it. In Israel, the war with Hamas in Gaza drags on. All this will color the Holy Day celebrations this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For decades now, one of the most consistent findings in religion research has been that women tend to be more religious than men. A recent poll released by the American Enterprise Institute's Survey Center on American Life found that 39% of Generation Z women say they do not have a religious affiliation, compared to 34% of men. This is SRN News. Rivian Automotive is starting to build a long-delayed electric vehicle plant in Georgia, despite tough challenges facing the U.S. market.
The company is investing $5 billion as it aims to convince Americans to buy electric trucks. But the groundbreaking comes just weeks before the federal government kills a $7,500 electric vehicle tax credit. Rivian officials say they're banking on making vehicles that buyers will find superior to traditional gas-fueled cars. A new Rivian SUV will start selling next year for $45,000. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Trump administration adding Colombia to a list of nations failing to cooperate in the drug war for the first time in nearly three decades. But the U.S. also issued a waiver blocking any major aid cut to the staunch ally. The move reflects a decade-long boom in cocaine production in Colombia. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.